Queensland Theatre's Pride and Prejudice, that had most of its final week cancelled due to Cyclone Alfred, is returning in 2026. 3,500 people who bought tickets for the shows back in March had to be refunded, which Queensland Theatre Artistic Director Daniel Evans said was quite unfortunate given the theatre's problematic 2024, where an entire show was cancelled days before opening due to an injury. Evans acknowledges that Brisbane is a musical theatre city, people absolutely adore the form, and he is keen to display the wealth of musical talent that is in our backyard.
In a more distressing matter, a 60-year-old man has died after he lost control of his bicycle and crashed in Dutton Park. Witnesses who heard the crash, which occurred off Boggo Road near Steps, came to help and called emergency services, where he was taken to Princess Alexandra Hospital and sustained a serious head injury. Councils would like to emphasise the importance of vehicle safety and protective gear to minimise recurring accidents.
In national news, Mount Gambier, located in South Australia, will soon have its urgent care clinic back, months after it was forced to close. The urgent care clinic closed in June after the former operator entered liquidation, urging locals to travel several hours to see a doctor. Since then, locals have seen all of the city's GP clinics close its books to new patients, while the local industry faces workforce shortages. The long-term planning ahead involves reopening the urgent care clinic in the coming months, with opening hours extended over 6-7 days a week, as well as increasing the number of GPs in places like Mount Gambier, with its populations of about 30,000.
Martin Dole has been named the new Police Commissioner of the Northern Territory 7 months after the former Commissioner was stood down. Commissioner Murphy's departure marked the second Northern Territory Police Commissioner to leave the force within 2 years, after the NT's Independent Commission Against Corruption found he engaged in improper conduct by helping recruit a close friend to a top job in the police force. Deputy Commissioner Martin Dole has been standing in as Acting Commissioner since and will soon be sworn in as Police Commissioner at the end of this month.
In international news, mediators say Israel and Hamas have signed off on the first phase of the US proposed Gaza peace deal, while Israel moves in cautious optimism. The release of the remaining 48 Israeli hostages is currently unclear, while the Middle East correspondent Matthew Doran says the key details of their release could emerge in the next couple of hours. Hamas called on Donald Trump and all other parties to compel Israel to fully implement its obligations under the agreement and prevent it from evading or delaying, while thanking mediators. In the recent development of the deal, Trump has spoken on this as a great day for the world, further stating, "The whole world has come together on this one. Israel, every country has come together. This has been a fantastic day," end quote.
For your weather today, get yourself sun protected and soak up those rays before the rainy weekend ahead. It's currently 28 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all the news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.